This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The debt limit crisis is no more. The House has passed what's called a clean bill. They passed it this afternoon. Marketplace's David Gura has been following the story all day long. Hey, David.
Hey, Kai.
They had some time yet, the House did, to pass this thing. 2 weeks until the Treasury Secretary said we were going to actually run out of money to pay bills. Why now?
Yeah, so we officially hit the debt ceiling a couple of days ago, and since then the Treasury Department's been sort of shuffling money around using what it calls extraordinary measures, Kai, to keep us solvent. The House is supposed to go on recess tomorrow. Lawmakers are supposed to be home all next week in their districts for President's Day. And on top of that, Kai, there is this meteorological motivator. We're supposed to get a big snowstorm here tonight. So
Cowards. All
that's playing out of the background. Those are the big motivators. And then this morning, the House Speaker, John Boehner, said he didn't have the votes to push through a debt ceiling increase with anything tacked onto it. So that's how we got to where we are.
What did they want to put on here that would have made it a not clean bill, I guess?
Well, it's a long list of stuff. Republican lawmakers met up a couple of weeks back on the eastern shore of Maryland for their retreat. And they started floating proposals, what they could attach to a debt limit increase that would get enough support to pass. And there was the approval of the Keystone XL pipeline. There were changes to the Affordable Care Act, to Obamacare. And there was talk of rolling back some changes to military pensions, changes, I should add, that were part of this bipartisan budget deal we got last December. So not old stuff here. All along, Democrats in the White House, they were saying they weren't interested in any of these add-ons, that they wanted a clean debt ceiling increase. And that's the bill they got from the House.
This thing, as you pointed out before we actually got on the air, goes until the 15th of March in 2015, the Ides of March. And you can read into that what you will. But that's an extraordinarily long time. It's more than a year, right?
Yeah, it's a very long time, and I think that's most significant for political reasons, that, in between now and then we've got these midterm elections. I spent some time on the phone today, though, talking to economists, and they said that 12, 13 months would get us something that's been pretty elusive, and that's certainty. And we hear that word a lot from economists and investors and business owners. The certainty we're talking about here, Kai, is the certainty that another bruising fight over the debt limit isn't right around the corner. And that should be pretty good news for the economy.
You were at the White House today for the press conference with President Obama and François Hollande, the president of France. Did this come up at all?
I was in the East Room. The thing lasted a little more than an hour. And amazingly, President Obama didn't say debt limit or debt ceiling the entire time. And it got me thinking about how different the mood has been surrounding this than the last time we went through it, and certainly since 2011 when we came so close to the brink. And, I think there are a few reasons why that is. I mean, back then, raising the debt limit was sort of wrapped up in this bigger debate over budget issues. That wasn't the case this time. And I think there's some fatigue. I mean, I think we've been through this so many times now. It's been so bruising. People are tired of it. And economists told me that today. And then, I think people are confident that when all said and done, when we're sort of up against the debt ceiling, lawmakers are going to come to a deal. Obviously, the shutdown was the exception there. But, I think that here things worked out.
Worth pointing out very quickly as I let you go, this passed with basically Democratic votes, right? It was 28 Republicans who said yes to this thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. David Gura in Washington. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Kai.
All right. Be good. Elsewhere in Washington today, Janet Yellen, as I said, made her first schlep up Capitol Hill as the head of the Federal Reserve. Chair, by the way, is how she has let it be known she would like to be referred to. No gender pronouns. Thank you very much. Anyway, it was a fairly standard set of Fed chair testimony, notable mostly for questions about how much change we ought to expect from what the guy who just left had been doing. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark is on that one.
Kai, here are the differences you'll see between Janet Yellen and her predecessor, Ben Bernanke. None. This is going to be a quick spot. Yellen told Congress economic growth is looking up, the job market could be better, the Fed is going to continue to cut back monthly bond purchases, all kind of like when Bernanke was in charge. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.